Ollie, I'm sure you've had a few frustrating nights here this season, but that perhaps is the most frustrating given the fact that the suggestion is that that goal from Damien McNulty may well have been onside.
Yeah, look, you know, as I said, in the lead-up to the game, you need a lot to go your way. You need to be playing well. You need referees' decisions to go your way. And the linesman pulled what, you know, whatever about Damien being onside, he came from behind Keith Cowan. I don't know how he could be offside. The linesman said, in his own words, he was a mile offside. But look, you take your Royal German. You know, I think it was a perfectly legitimate goal. But it's done and dusted. You know, maybe you get them decisions, you know, in other games and they even out over the end of the season. Hopefully we might get the rub of the green between now and the end of the season to make up for that. But no, it was a great header. It was one of the maybe few set pieces that went well for us, where he put it past Birdsill in the, you know, into the roof of the net, basically, that I felt we had done enough to win it. But at the same time, with a lot of other chances, half chances that we didn't take. So, no, look, we move on, Dermot. It's that long a season. We won't be dwelling too much on that disallowed goal.
Yeah. There was a wee bit flat in the first half. Ollie, you know, struggled to get going at times, but in the second half it was much better, and you did have those chances, even leaving aside that McNulty situation.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes I thought were poor. I thought Waterford got to the game quicker, the pace of the game quicker. They're a decent side now. They're a very good footballing side, as I said in the lead up to the game. They play on the counter attack, and look, it could have been worse. That's, you know, yeah, we should have won the game. They hit the post there, you know. Maybe last year we'd have lost that game 1-0, and you know, we'd be feeling sorry for ourselves. But I thought after the first 15 minutes of the game, I thought we got into the game, and I thought the second half that we drove them back. Yeah, we left ourselves very open on the counter attack, but we had to go to win it. You know, it wasn't for lack of trying, and another ever is probably just that little bit of maybe extra quality in front of the goal to take a chance in a tight situation. Look, we took the free kick one, unfortunately he ruled it out, but you know, that's it. You know, there's not much more we could have done, to put it that way to you. Yeah, of course we could have scored and taken maybe the half chances that we had, but that's a problem that we've had, and it's, you know, we've been working on it, believe you me, at training to try and rectify it, and we'll continue to work at it. And look, I can't fault the effort, bar the first 15 minutes. You know, I thought when they broke after we pressed high up the pitch, I thought the work rate to try and win the ball back and the turnover was excellent. Look, you know, the two Galvin twins, you can see what Corey Galvin can do when he's on the ball. He, you know, he's able to go either left or right, and he's a handful. Like, if they have that team out every week, especially in the big pitch in Waterford, they might do damage to other teams.
Yeah, you did say that, because they came so close to beating Wexford last weekend, and they showed tonight that they can play good football.
Oh yeah, look, listen, I watched more video footage in Waterford than I looked at any other team in the league, because there's a lot of new players in there since the last time we played them. They wanted to play out from the back, they wanted to play through the middle, they wanted to play, come in and narrow on the wings. They're decent footballers, and on here in the big pitch, and especially in the RSC, I think they'll be a handful. And, you know, maybe they'll do us a favour or two between now and the end of the year if they can keep that same 11 that they started with on the pitch. So, you know, maybe it's not that bad a result when the season's finished. At the moment, it feels disappointing, yeah. And probably more disappointing when you know, you look at the footage of the video and you see he wasn't offside, as, you know, you've informed me. You know, yeah, there's a little bit of annoyance there. But look, I'm not going down the line of talking about referees. You know, look, listen, you take your aisle and you move on, you know.
You made a few changes tonight, Ollie, in the second half. It livened things up. Nathan Boyle was one of those to come on. Was he unfortunate not to get a start tonight?
Nathan wasn't feeling well. He basically had a type of infection for the last 2 days since Thursday at training. And to be fair to him, he did well to come and play a part in the game. I have to give him huge credit that he wanted to play a part. He couldn't start, you know, not with the energy levels that he had. But fair play to him, he came on with 20 minutes ago and gave us an outlet at the top. So, that would have been the reason why Nathan didn't start. And please God, he'll be recovered for Saturday week in Quoth.
Yeah, so another kind of break as well in the season for you, Ollie. It's another 2 weeks till your next game. Is that something that's frustrating for you, or maybe it's timely given the situation within the camp?
Well, look, we've a lot of knocks in there. We've a lot of suspensions as well for Cove as well, where Raymond Fye picked up a booking that I think that puts him out, along with Keith and Tommy McMonagall. So maybe we need the 2 weeks to try and adapt, and a lot of sore bodies in there. A lot of people put themselves on the line in that game. I know it wasn't pretty at times, and I know we didn't win the game, but it certainly wasn't short of effort. And you know, some people put themselves into tackles and that to give them huge credit. You know, they're a bit sorry for themselves inside in there mentally and indeed physically. Some of them, you know, have knocks and bruises. So maybe the 2 weeks, you know, to this day, fortnight, mightn't be a bad thing. But, you know, we've a lot of work to do to try and maybe change the team around with the people that are out from suspensions. But hopefully we won't have anyone out through injury.
And I know you've said before, Ollie, you can't really do anything about, you know, how teams are doing elsewhere and how results go elsewhere, but I'm sure you'll be keeping a close eye on how Wexford and UCD get on next weekend when they meet.
Yeah, look, well, I think they play each other twice, two Fridays in a row, if I'm correct. I don't think we can, you know, we might get a look at them and the fact that we're playing the two of them in the next three games. But, you know, we have to look after ourselves. And if we can't go and win the league, we have to try and make sure that we get third place, which certainly isn't over and done with yet, you know, with Shelburne breathing down your neck. But look, as I said, any team can beat anyone on a night. Waterford, had they not hit the post, maybe they'd have won tonight. You know, and we'll go to Cove. Cove is it's a hugely difficult place to go. If we can get out of there with a last-minute winner, you know, maybe then we're back on track. But at the moment, yeah, obviously we're disappointed with the result. But look, we didn't score, and albeit we may have scored a goal that was just allowed. But that's football, you know, full of highs and lows, and maybe this is a low, but it could have been lower. So, no, we move on, and we're back in the morning in recovery session, and we'll pick up the pieces from there.